I've never considered myself a religious person, yet at a very young age, my parents taught me to believe in God. But the truth is, I didn't know who God was or what he was like. I wasn't always a Christian, but one day I decided to follow Jesus, even though I know very little about him. But the more I heard and read about Jesus, the more I learned what God was like. You see, most people don't realize it, but the main reason we know what God is like is because Jesus dwelt amongst us. See, before that, we only know who God was and what he had done, but we had no idea what God was like. We had no idea what was most important to him. But on one occasion, they asked Jesus, "What's most important to God?" And Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and all of the prophets hang on these two commandments." You see, until this encounter with Jesus, everyone assumed that the focus of God's laws was to behave and to become a good person as measured by the law. But what Jesus taught is that what's most important to God is not religion or being a good person, but rather the relationship, loving God and loving others. See, what we learn from Jesus is that God is a relational God, not a religious God, that he established his laws not so that we can become good people, but rather to guide us through the process of becoming loving people, and not just loving the way we love each other, but loving others the way God and Jesus has loved each one of us.